And I am, for one, am not going to abide that message on this network. I don't care. Now, some people are going to accuse me out there of, well, you're messing with the 9/11 movement. No, Mr. Fetzer messed with his own 9/11 movement here. The smartest thing was to keep your personal politics out of this. I'm sorry, I know the real story. I've talked to the law enforcement on the ground in Mena, Arkansas. I know the drug trade that Bill Clinton did up there. I know that Hillary Clinton is a lesbian, for God's sakes. How do I know that? Because I talked to the Secret Service agent that she was in the damn shower stall in Washington, D.C. You got that?
Hello, it's Thursday, October 19th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV.
Never a dull moment around here, and apparently over at RBN as well.
It seems like I got home today, and Lisa was playing the archives from RBN, and Lisa, what happened over there?
Looks like Professor Jim Fetzer got booted off of RBN by John Stadtmiller.
And as you heard this opening clip, it sounds like John Stadtmiller has gone completely loco, over the edge, insane. At least I have to ask, is there something about the water in Austin, Texas? You have Alex Jones, who thinks God is speaking to him and commanding him to bullhorn the Bilderbergs. He thinks he's John the Baptist and he's Moses parting the Red Sea. We saw Jack Blood up at Ground Zero and saw pictures of him. This guy looks like he's three-quarters of the way dead. He looks so horrible. And now John Stadtmiller has completely gone over the edge. Now, we know some other people in Austin that seemed normal. What's with these guys?
I have no idea. All I know is if you have an opinion that runs counter to John Stadtmiller's opinions or ideas, you better keep it to yourself if you're going to be on RBN.
Now, as you saw a couple days ago,
twice in 1 week?
Yeah. Yesterday we ran an article. It said Wing TV banned from GCN and RBN. What that means is that every single host at RBN was told that Wing TV is no longer allowed to appear as guests. Now, what did Wing TV do? Did we go out like Ted Bundy and commit serial murders?
No.
No. Did we commit treason against the United States by sinking the USS Liberty?
Well, no.
No. Did we do anything like that? What we did when we came on, did we take guns and shoot people? Did we go into stores and steal stuff? Did we set buildings on fire? When we came on to RBN as guests, we discussed ideas.
We presented information, we shared our opinions, and we also shared research, data, and facts.
And we exposed certain people for their wrongdoing. Now, if John Stadtmiller's close to being in a rubber room now, wait until tomorrow. Because tomorrow we're going to run an article called John Stadtmiller's Moral Bankruptcy that's going to push this guy so far over the edge, because it's going to expose what John's been doing lately, what John's getting his fingers into, who John is lying in bed with.
And to quote John Stadtmiller, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, well, it is what it is.
Yeah, and wait until you see this article tomorrow, because John is walking with certain ducks and talking with certain ducks. And if it walks like one and sounds like one, it must be one. And you're going to see the real John Stadtmiller. And you know, Lisa,
we've already heard the real John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, this guy needs to, like, go on a vacation or something. And you know what? If someone is this miserable doing what they're doing, why are they doing it? Well, I mean, this man is so miserable, so unhappy, and, you know, we're going to talk more about tomorrow.
He said that Fetzer, expressed opinions or ideas that he's not going to abide on his network. So apparently the only opinions and ideas that do abide on his network are the ones that are in alignment and agreement and in sync with his.
Yeah, and that's funny because before we ever entered the alternative media, which was in 2002. Next year we'll be in this, Lisa, for 5 years now. I always thought that since the mainstream media cuts off alternate voices or voices that don't go with the mainstream, then the salvation or the place where these voices could be heard is in the alternative media. But we're seeing more and more and more with Wing TV banned from GCN and RBN. Now Jim Fetzer booted off the network. And I'll say right here, I absolutely, positively, 100% disagree with Jim Fetzer's views on the Clintons.
Right.
Absolutely disagree.
Jim Fetzer was on there and he was being an apologist for Hillary and Bill Clinton. We cannot stand Bill and Hillary Clinton or anything they stand for and symbolize.
It goes beyond disliking.
But,
it's despise.
Yeah, abhor.
Them.
Right.
Yeah.
Detest.
Yeah.
Revulsion. But the point is, why shouldn't Jim Fetzer be allowed to express his own opinions and ideas on his own show on that network?
Especially when Jim Fetzer is very well known as a Democrat, and we even asked him on this show when he appeared a couple days ago. We said, Jim, you take some heat for being or pushing a Democrat agenda. So everybody knows it, including John Stadtmiller, and he's even commented about that before on his show.
Yeah, it's highly, highly, highly implausible to me that John Stadtmiller didn't know that Jim Fetzer was liberal before this.
Yeah.
It's just totally unlikely. And look, Kevin Barrett hosted Jim Fetzer's show the other day. Kevin Barrett pretty much sings the same tune.
Well, he was an apologist for the neocons.
Yeah, so I don't understand why there was no problem with Kevin Barrett. In fact, Stadtmiller just announced on his show that he's offered Kevin Barrett his own show on there.
Well, plus, then, to show how far this Big Brother John Stadtmiller mentality goes, we heard from Fetzer that Stadtmiller was the one that called Kevin Barrett to say, to get John Kaminsky off the air.
Yeah.
So now we have Wing TV banned. We have John Kaminsky banned. We have Jim Fetzer
banned.
Well, Kaminsky? I'd say for all intents and purposes,
well,
he's banned.
Unceremoniously escorted out the door.
Now, how many people got booted off the network from Fox, CBS, CNN, or NBC this week? None that I know of, but John Stadtmiller did a Big Brother to four different individuals this week. It's amazing.
He even talked about doubling his knuckles up and popping Bill O'Reilly in the head.
Oh,
and he said he wouldn't even break a sweat.
Yeah, yeah, like John Stadtmiller's even going to be invited.
Let's break out the testosterone, aren't we?
Yeah, we saw John Stadtmiller in person in D.C., and I'll bet you, Lisa, O'Reilly wouldn't be afraid.
That remark, to me, was so incredibly comical because John Stadtmiller had warned us before we went to D.C. last the beginning of September for the AFP conference that he was going to have a talking to us.
Yeah.
Like it was sort of like this looming axe over our heads. So we go there. I want you to know John Stadtmiller would not even look at me the whole time that we were there. We were out on the front steps of the hotel smoking a cigarette, standing feet from each other. He wouldn't look at me. He did not speak to me. No language whatsoever. This is Mr. Testosterone.
Yeah. And we're going to get into all this tomorrow because it segues into what John's into. But I want to get back to what Fetzer said, that you know, I disagree with him. The Clintons are abhorrent people. They're evil, murderous, drug-dealing, deceptive people.
Right. We've even talked to Fetzer about pushing this false right-left paradigm.
Yeah.
Because it's bigger than that, and we need to stop pushing a false right-left paradigm and the status quo.
Yeah. And if you listen to this archive, and I haven't heard the whole thing, I just heard clips that Lisa played today, but I agree with what John Stadtmiller said about the Clinton and the Bushes having a drug running operation in MENA, Arkansas, about Hillary being a lesbian. And it's not, I can accept the part that she's a lesbian, but come out and admit she's a lesbian. She doesn't even have enough confidence in her own sexuality to admit what she is. But anyway, so I disagree with Fetzer, agreed with Stadtmiller. But if Jim Fetzer would come on our show and say the same things, we wouldn't kick him off. We wouldn't take his mic away from him.
The point is, why didn't he just debate Fetzer on this
exactly.
on this issue that he has contention with? Why just kick him off the network? He won't abide by any ideas or opinions that he doesn't like.
It
and
seems like
it sounds just like Alex Jones.
It seems like these two are cut from the same cloth, and you're going to see how closely this whole little network is intertwined. And you know,
it would have been good radio if he would have just debated Fetzer.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been a great debate.
Yeah.
And it could have gotten heated and spirited. But that's better than cutting off just everything right at the root.
And listen to this guy. He sounds like a psychopath.
And then he goes ballistic and has a freak-out meltdown over it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm to the point, Lisa, we had maybe six months ago, we were saying, you know, RBN has a chance to really become an excellent network.
And you know what? Every time we think that,
he shoots himself in the foot.
Right. He keeps shooting holes in his own boat. Why?
Yeah, and you're going to see even more so tomorrow. But right now I'm at the point where I'm saying the entire RBN network is pretty much shit except for a couple hosts. And you go down their lineup, and you have Frank Whalen, who's awesome.
Yeah.
You have Michael Collins Piper, who's awesome.
He does
awesome.
A good show.
And what else do we have? It's
we
funny.
We have a disinformation artist. Yeah. It's funny, he's not booting the disinfo artist Abramson off the
show. Yeah, D.L. Abramson is allowed to stay on there.
Yeah.
Bashing other hosts, sticking up for the Zionists, and spreading just tons of disinformation. He doesn't get kicked off, but a professor who is giving nothing more than his opinion.
Rightly
his
or
freedom
wrongly,
of speech.
Whether you agree with his opinion or not, and if you don't agree with it, well, tell him so.
Yeah.
Because Professor Fetzer is perfectly willing to discuss these issues and debate
absolutely.
Them. It's John Stadtmiller that's not open to discussion and debate.
Yeah. And, you know, we even wrote an article yesterday called Jim Fetzer, Man of Courage, because...
What did I say? Jim Fetzer? I said, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah. Well, Jim Fetzer, Man of Courage, because Jim Fetzer knew that we weren't going to lob softballs during his interview a couple days ago.
No, in fact, he didn't know what we were going to talk about at all. He thought we were just going to talk about the book.
Yeah. And, a lot of people emailed and thanked us. They said, that's what we need, more tough questions to Jim Fetzer and everybody else. But whenever there's something that's a little bit goes against the grain, or if somebody criticizes one of the golden children, like Alex Jones, why is John Stadtmiller even sticking up so much for Alex Jones time after time after time? He's made his network almost like a commercial for Alex with this D.L. Abramson running all these clips from Alex Jones. I thought they were competitors, but we're going to get more into it tomorrow. So right there, more and more and more of the Big Brother element in this supposed alternative media.
Now, you don't think they're trying to, I don't know, shape your opinion or anything, do you?
Yeah, exactly. Now, we also have to touch upon another thing that shows cowardice beyond words. A couple weeks ago, we made a public challenge to Christopher Bolin. He was crybabying. He was whining. Oh, Wing TV didn't give him his chance to speak, to tell his side of the story. So we said it on our radio show.
He was invited twice.
Yeah, we wrote it. We wrote an article. And I even emailed him directly, three different times, three different ways. We invited him on to this show to give his side of the story. If he has a problem with us, here we are. Let's get it all out on the table. Let's debate it.
Twice he blew us off.
Now, what does Christopher Bolin, what's he been doing lately? He's been calling elderly people in our family to pump them for information. He's calling people that aren't of the greatest health. He's bringing all kind of information out to scare them.
Well, he's lying to them.
And he's lying to them. He's representing
still,
them.
He's still telling people he works for the American Free Press.
Yeah.
Why is he doing that?
And we called the American Free Press yesterday and told them that he's still representing himself as one of their employees. He's calling up our family members saying that he works for the American Free
Press. And not just my family members, or not just my ex-family members.
Yeah.
Now he's branching out.
Yeah. And, you know, at what point do we have to worry about that? Is he going to go start hurting children? Is he going to beat children up? Is he going to kidnap children all to get back at us? As Lisa said yesterday, this guy is more obsessed with us and hates us more than he even hates the government.
Yeah, the consensus around here, Bolin, is that you're shaping up to be one hell of a psychopath.
And a coward.
Yeah.
A coward. And, you know, if you have a problem with us, Christopher Bolin,
grow a set.
Get your tail out from between your legs and call us. Our phone number is right on.
Right.
Our website. You
know
our email address.
If you're thinking about us, then you should probably talk to us directly. And if it is your business to know our personal life affairs and details, we'll be happy to talk to you. But don't go around behind our back pumping our parents and our relatives. and people who aren't even in our families anymore for personal details about our life.
As Lisa said yesterday, look how far this guy has fallen.
So
he was
pathetic.
A respected journalist, and now he's hiding behind his computer screen, and he's sitting on a telephone calling elderly people to pump them for information about us. What a low-life scum coward. And you know what? He should be so ashamed of himself. And at the AFP, when we spoke to him, they're like, this guy just doesn't get it yet. He doesn't get it. He's been totally discredited. He's been alienated.
And you know
what? And he's a laughingstock.
He did it all to himself.
Yeah.
Through his own actions. And he just keeps digging himself deeper. How deep are you going to dig this hole, Christopher?
Yeah. I mean, get over it. You got fired. You've been discredited. Get over it. Move on.
Probably should go get a job.
Yeah. Now, another thing that we have to talk about. And you know, Lisa, about 5 years ago, before we started a radio show, now I've been researching the New World Order since 1990. And when we started really getting familiar with this movement, I thought, well, the mainstream media has betrayed us. It's nothing but a con job. And I had high hopes that this alternative media, this patriot movement, would be the place where there were upstanding, honest people. 5 years later, since we started our radio show, I've come to a conclusion. This is the most dishonest, deceitful, jealous, money-hungry, vile, vicious, and hypocritical group of people I've ever encountered in my life. Now, I've led a wild life. I've done a lot of things. I've been a lot of places, and I've met a whole lot of people. And some of these people weren't what you would call upstanding citizens. These people that we're encountering in the alternative media, you know the names, and we're going to talk a lot more about it tomorrow when we discuss an article called John Stattmiller's Moral Bankruptcy. These people are bottom feeders. They're bullshitting you out the ass. They're lying to you. And the name of the patriot movement right now should be changed to the containment non-movement, because that's all they're doing. And Lisa, I want to touch upon something.
Constipation movement?
I want to say something else. I want to identify right now the stupidest people in the world. I'm going to identify them right now.
Oh, really?
Do you know who the stupidest people in the world are? Is when they see a plethora of evidence against their little gurus or their cult figure heroes. The stupidest people in the world say, well, at least he gives us good information. You know what? They're supposed to give you information. That's part of the plan. That's part of what the government has allowed them to do.
How else are they going to get you to swallow it and believe the stuff they're saying if they don't make it sound plausible, if they don't mix good info with bad?
Well,
they can't just give you all lies.
Not even that, Lisa. They give you enough information that's inside the box. So the mainstream media can only go so far, okay? Now, since this containment non-movement has a much smaller audience, the powers that be have said to their handled ones, the ones that they control, you can expand the box. You can give people more information. But we're not worried about information. We don't give a damn how much they know. What we want to do is make sure there's no action, that there's no organization, and that we run a protection racket for the real enemy. So when you look at Alex Jones,
and in the process, they become the real enemy too.
Right. When you look at Alex Jones, for years and years, a dozen years, he's run a vast protection racket for Israel. And you can tell the ones that are for real on RBN, Michael Piper and Frank Whelan, they're not afraid to talk about Israel. Alex Jones hasn't said a damn word about 9/11 evil, the book that identifies and fingers the real culprits behind 9/11.
I'll tell you how gutsy Frank Whelan is. He was shut down twice because of Alex Jones.
Yeah.
The micro-broadcasters shut him down after having us on his show two different times.
And the last,
basically because of Alex Jones, at his instigation.
And the last time we were banned from RBN, Oh, the reason why we're banned was because the last time we were on Frank Whalen's show, we talked about the psychos.
Right, that have been harassing and defaming and debasing me for over a year and a half and stalking me on the Internet.
Right. Now, if we go to the Wing TV homepage, there's an article called Professor Jim Fetzer Comments on 9/11. What we did was excerpt a few of the comments he made during his interview a couple days ago.
On 9/11 Evil?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I would say, Lisa, he gave it a glowing review. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. And I'm sure that doesn't sit too well with the suppressors in the 9/11 so-called truth movement.
Yeah. Now
who we named.
Yeah. Now, we were talking a couple days ago after Fetzer's interview.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa made a comment. We went up to Sears. We had to pick something up. She says, if we caught the real culprits, had them handcuffed, and paraded them on our show at gunpoint, the people in 911truth.org, the
Alex
people
Jones.
At GCN, and most of the people at RBN
would suppress it.
Would suppress it. Not only would they suppress it, they wouldn't let you know about it. They wouldn't proclaim any of it. They would act as if it didn't happen. Now, think about that.
Yeah, if we paraded who did 9/11 right in front of your face on your computer screen.
And even if these people admitted they did it.
Right.
911truth.org.
Fine confessions.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to send these comments now to all the same people that Lisa sent them to, what was it, about a month ago, asking them if they would speak about 9/11 Evil, the book that identifies who did 9/11. Isn't this what we've been fighting for? Who did it?
I think Jim Fetzer wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt. I think he was overly generous in giving them the benefit of the doubt. If these people are too scared to talk about Israel's involvement in 9/11, then they have no business being so-called leaders in this truth so-called movement. And if they don't want to go there and they're not interested or they're not the guy, then we better shove their asses out of the way and put the guy who isn't afraid and is willing to go there in there.
Yeah, the reason they're not going there is because that's why they were put in place.
It's not in their
not
best
to go
interest
there.
To go there.
Now, another thing is, like Lisa said, Jim Fetzer says, well, they might not be doing it purposefully. But Lisa made a great point when we were talking a couple days ago. She said they did the same damn thing with 9/11 on trial and the controlled demolition.
And
you remember how many years?
They've also done the same thing with Phantom Flight 93 about Shanksville.
The biggest smoking guns there are,
these
supposed leaders of the 9/11 truth movement,
that's a lot of research,
have completely suppressed this information.
That's a lot of research that they don't want people to see. Why is that?
And you know how bad it was? When we had 9/11 on trial come out, that was February 2005, it was so bad that we actually had to go on a mainstream radio show, the Duke Skolritz Show,
Wisconsin.
Up in Wisconsin.
Public radio, right.
That was the first interview we did, and then we did probably 20-plus interviews after that.
That was a great interview, though.
Yeah, but because 911truth.org, the supposed leaders, the truth tellers, they wouldn't give any information whatsoever. So we had to go to the mainstream to get this information out.
A lot of people in the alternative media turned a blind eye to the controlled demolition. In fact, we had to kick that door open to get the information out, and that we did. And we promised them that we would.
And, you know, this led then to the work of David Ray Griffin, to Morgan Reynolds, to Professor Stephen Jones, and the Scholars for 9/11 Truth. There were very few people outside of the American Free Press, John Kaminsky, Dave McGowan, Eric Huffschmidt, and Wing TV that were talking about the controlled demolition.
Right. And you see how easily it's talked about now, but it wasn't always that way.
And who offered the most resistance whatsoever was 911truth.org, this little cabal of handled people. And Lisa, when?
Self-proclaimed leader of the 9/11 truth movement.
When are people going to finally blow their stack and start speaking out about this? Wing TV does it. John Kaminsky does it. When are these other people going to identify these bastards as part of the criminal network that's covering up the truth?
And it isn't a matter of random infighting. That's a bogus, lame excuse they like to throw out there because it deflects responsibility off of their own actions and behavior and words.
Right.
And when they give us words like, I'm not interested in discussing this.
Like Janice Matthews
or, did. I'm not the guy to talk about this.
Like Dave Von Kleist.
Or they don't respond at all.
Or Kyle Hens, who says people aren't ready for the truth.
That's not inadvertent. That's not accidental. That's not just somebody who doesn't know any better.
And now who else does the same thing? The controlled mainstream media.
Also,
they're acting exactly like the mainstream media.
Members of NewYork911Truth.org have actively encouraged their leaders in that group to push and sell the 9/11 evil book and the 9/11 on trial book, and it's being suppressed.
Right.
And these people within that group want to know who's doing the suppressing.
Yeah, a guy.
Why aren't they making it available? Because they could have gotten the information out to so many people by now. And this is this person's words, not mine.
Yeah. Well, it's Scott Summers. And when he identifies who it is, and we commend him for trying to get to the bottom of this, when he does it, we're going to identify it. And he sent this in emails to us. We know all about it, and it shouldn't be a secret. We're not going to cover up for these criminals any longer. Now, some people say, well, the reason why they won't put any information out about 9/11 evil or the controlled demolition that's proven in 9/11 on trial is because they don't like you guys.
Is that a reason to keep information from the public?
Because
you don't like us?
So let me
guess
get
what?
To
we don't care if you like us. You don't need
to like
us.
It shouldn't matter if
you
like us.
You don't have to like us.
Yeah. And here's the big thing. Should the truth be superseded just because somebody dislikes us? Is that how superficial, how shallow, how mamby-pamby they are?
Is that the criteria they use in order to tell you anything?
Yeah.
If they like who's saying the information? If they like who writes the information, they have to like you in order to be able to pass information on to you? That's pretty sad.
It really is. And, I mean, these people are doing everything humanly possible to keep the information that Wing TV has away from you. This is 911truth.org. This is the GCN cabal. This is most people on the RBN cabal. And the people at RBN that would like to interview us aren't allowed to any longer. Why? Because we've been banned from there. But they give us good information. The stupidest people in the world say, but they give us good information. That's the information they're allowed to give you. The information they're not allowed to give you is what we're talking about right now.
So what's the difference if you're spoon-fed crap on the mainstream, by the mainstream, or you get spoon-fed crap by your allegedly alternative patriot broadcasters?
Absolutely.
You know, these people who call themselves patriots should really believe in the First Amendment then. Yet they don't practice that on their own networks.
Exactly.
I guess it only applies to speech and language and opinion and ideas that run in alignment and in lockstep with their own.
Yeah, with this little preordained cabal that was put in place to make sure that you stay in your box. And if this doesn't piss you off, go back to Fox and CNN because it's all part of the same freaking network. And you know, Lisa, there was a cartoon going around the internet a couple days ago about that show South Park, the 9/11 episode.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because at one point, South Park tells the truth about what happened. They said it was a controlled demolition, there were explosives inside it, and it was all an inside job. Then they say, but 9/11 conspiracies is really nothing more than a government 9/11 conspiracy. You know, they were making light of it and say, oh, well, all these conspiracy theorists, this whole thing was set up by the government so people would be afraid of them. And you know, they were pretty damn close to the truth because most of the 9/11 conspiracy field was created by the government
and
put in place by the government.
And look whose group they showed on mainstream TV during that South Park show. 911truth.org. And if you think that they put that on there just because, inadvertently, no. The government's not going to give 911truth.org any measure, any quarter.
Unless part of the cabal.
It serves their agenda to do so.
Yeah. So the people watching South Park that had a little seed in their head to say, oh, you know what? Maybe this was a big conspiracy. Right there, 911truth.org. Let's go there and see what we can find. So they go to their computer, go into the search bar, 911truth.org, and guess what? They're in the nice government-created box. And since they don't link to anybody telling the truth, They stay in the nice little government box. When are people going to wake up and get pissed off about we're exposing the conspiracy? We're telling you now what's happening.
How can a group that's connected to the government be exposing the government for its crimes of 9/11?
They're working hand in hand, but they give us good information. No, they give you information inside the box. And they never, ever, ever want you outside of the box. Why do you think they go to so much trouble to keep any link, any reference, any idea that Wing TV even exists?
Why do they go to so much trouble to maintain LIHOP, let it happen on purpose, when they know damn well 9/11 was not a let it happen on purpose event? 9/11 was deliberate, strategic, long planned, well thought out, intentionally orchestrated and executed, and intentionally covered up.
And it didn't.
There's nothing LIHOP about it.
And it didn't stop with Bush Cheney.
No.
Believe me.
And it didn't start with Bush and Cheney.
And you know what? If Professor Jim Fetzer would have thought my book was a piece of crap,
he would have told you so.
He would have said so on that show. Instead, he said every serious 9/11 researcher that wants to know the truth should read this book.
And don't think we always get along with Fetzer, because we don't. We've had knockdown dragouts with Jim Fetzer before. We don't also agree with Fetzer on the Boleyn issue.
Yeah.
And we've come to, you know, knocked heads a few times on that.
One time.
We allowed Jim Fetzer to come on here and state his opinion.
That's right.
And his ideas.
One time, I got into a fight with Fetzer where he was screaming at me so loud. I was back here in her office. Lisa was out in the kitchen at the other end of the house. She could hear.
Down the hall, I
Jim Fetzer, all the way from one end of the house to the other, through the phone.
That's why a debate between Statmiller and Fetzer would have been so great, because they're both hotheads when they get fired up, and they both can articulate well. So I think it would have been very interesting to hear a debate like that about communism. But,
instead,
John Statmiller pulled the plug, because John Statmiller is the one who can't handle the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, John Statmiller, just like Alex Jones, is becoming more and more of a Big Brother personification.
I guess in order to be okay by John, you have to think like John and talk like John.
You have to walk in lockstep with
John. And you have
John.
To nod a lot to John, and you have to be a yes man.
Yeah, and believe us, there's a lot more coming on John tomorrow. You're going to see what this guy's up to. But one last thing, Lisa. Also on the Wing TV homepage is an article called Phil, Commander Pod Jahan Bashes Dylan Avery, Portrait of a Jealous Boy. And
this guy is just incredible.
The most pathetic. What's he call himself now? The Last American?
The Last American. Do you believe this? Where? In Pod World?
Yeah. Now, what has Phil, Commander Pod Jahan, all upset is that Dylan Avery made a lot of money off of Loose Change.
And if anybody doesn't know who Dylan Avery is, that's the guy who made Loose Change.
And he's not given money to Dylan Avery or to Phil Jahan now. For some reason, Phil Jahan has it in his head
that he's entitled.
That the entire world
owes him a living.
Right. The entire world. Now, it's bad enough that his little brain dead followers on his little forum, his little message board, still give him a few pennies here and there.
No, but they give him more than a few pennies. Yeah. I guess you have to be pretty desperate for friends and acceptance into a group to keep shelling it. It's like they tithe their money over to Phil Jahan.
I mean, have you ever seen Phil Jahan?
Like a church.
I can understand if somebody's physically disabled or hurt that they can't work. But Phil Jahan has gone for years and years now living off of
OPM racket, other people's money.
Mooching. He's the beggar of the year. He's the laughing stock of the year.
Let's see, who was it first? Davon Kleist, he resented and was jealous of because he didn't get the glory and the money off of In Plain Sight that he presumes Davon Kleist got.
Owed him.
Right, that he owed him. Right. Also accused him to us of stealing his research.
Yep.
It's all Phil's research, you know.
And now Dylan Avery.
Now he's doing the same thing with Loose Change. And Dylan even told us that Phil didn't contribute any money to the second edition.
Right.
He contributed like $600 toward the first one.
Yeah. And, you know, we're not sticking up completely for Dylan Avery here either, because Dylan plays little games that are very pussyfoot games. And we know very much what these games are, and we're not going to get into it right now.
But the point is, there's some stuff in that video, Loose Change, that needs to be corrected, like the Cleveland information.
Right. Regarding, the Carl Schwartz information.
You know, and I guess Phil was upset because some pod missile stuff was taken out of the second edition.
Yeah, the reason why was because it was a joke. Because nobody believed it.
Some of us out here actually want the public to take us seriously. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, Phil Jahan's the one that wanted to drudge the entire Atlantic Ocean.
Looking for the plane.
Yeah, and he wanted to get $1 million from Ellen Mariani to do it.
Ellen Mariani is a 9/11 widow. He was going to ask her for $1 million so he could dredge the Atlantic Ocean looking for 9/11 planes he believes are under the water.
And like Alex Jones, he too thought that God was communicating
with
him.
That's right. He had a vision from God. And he wanted us to write about it like we had the vision. And well, we told him, Phil, you're the one that had the vision. You write about
it. Yeah, Phil, I'm going to let you in on something. We don't want to be laughed at like you are, okay? We don't want to become laughing stocks and tell people that God's communicating with us to dredge the Atlantic Ocean looking for an airplane.
This is what we have to deal with. These are the kind of people that call themselves representatives and spokespersons in the 9/11 truth movement. It's no wonder we have such cognitive dissonance from the public, because they're making us all look like jackasses.
Yeah, and it's fine and good that Wing TV comes out and exposes them, but we need people out there listening to us.
Can you imagine
to go out and spread this word?
A first-time listener to Statmiller's show, and he flips out like he did in the beginning clip, just flips out screaming meltdown mode at the top of his lungs.
Well, speaking of which, Lisa, let's play that clip.
Would you want to listen to that?
No, I mean...
You were somebody new?
Yeah, John, you can really be taken seriously. And after tomorrow, believe me, nobody is going to take John Statmiller seriously
because
this guy's a chump.
It's called self-control. We all have to practice it. We don't practice it perfectly 100% of the time, but we should aspire to that.
Yeah. Speaking of John Statmiller losing control, let's play that clip one more time at the end of the show. Until tomorrow... Keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
You better believe it. See you then.
And I, am not going to abide that message on this network. I don't care. Now, some people are going to accuse me out there of, well, you're messing with the 9/11 movement. No, Mr. Fetzer messed with his own 9/11 movement here. The smartest thing was to keep your personal politics out of this. I'm sorry, I know the real story. I've talked to the law enforcement on the ground in Mena, Arkansas. I know the drug trade that Bill Clinton did up there. I know that Hillary Clinton is a lesbian, for gosh sakes. How do I know that? Because I talked to the Secret Service agent that she was in the damn shower stall in Washington, D.C. You got that!